Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. A Black Democratic state lawmaker who is challenging the appointment of a Black woman to the Florida Supreme Court contends Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is engaging in racial tokenism by choosing someone the court has ruled is not eligible for the position. State Representative Geraldine Thompson said in a news conference today that DeSantis only chose Renatha Francis for the high court because she shares his conservative ideology, not because he sought racial diversity. Thompson says Francis does not meet the constitutional requirement of being a Florida bar member for at least 10 years. Last Thursday, a Pizza Hut delivery driver drove through St. Pete peace protest demonstrators in a crosswalk. WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports activists filmed the incident and want the driver and a local manager to be fired, but the company isn't saying much.
As they've done almost every night for nearly 4 months, activists gathered outside St. Pete City Hall to march down Central Avenue toward Beach Drive. And as happens almost every night, threats began to come from passing drivers. Activist Miracle Carroll.
They threatened to ram us, or they threatened to just run us off the road.
Ever since the murders of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor sparked new calls for police reform and an end to systemic racism across the country, members of the St. Pete peace protest have been making their way through the city's downtown core to call for an end to police brutality and more accountability, among other demands.
We want body cameras and demilitarization of the police.
As demonstrations persist and tensions rise, counter-protesters and far-right extremists have become emboldened by what many see as support from law enforcement and even the White House, leading to more death and violence. In some cases, including here in Tampa Bay, counter-protesters have begun using vehicles as weapons, which is why last Thursday, the St. Pete peace protest had a night like no other.
Before you know it, I look back and he's trying to plow through our guy on a bike.
Activists were ending their night, marching back towards City Hall and heading west across Central Avenue. As marchers crossed on a walk signal, a few people stood in the intersection to make sure everyone could get through safely. A St. Pete peace protest marcher who goes only by Sarah.
Most of the time, we can get through the intersection within the light cycle. If not, it's usually just a matter of seconds before we get through. You know, it's not a huge inconvenience for these people to really consider running people over there with their vehicles.
When the light turned green for northbound traffic, the driver of a silver Honda Insight with Florida license plate BCE-T50 and a Pizza Hut medallion on the roof decided he didn't want to wait for them to cross. In video now making the rounds on social media, the driver is seen going straight through a crowd of activists standing in the crosswalk, running over a bicycle as two people narrowly jump out of the way and the driver nearly hits another car. Activists, including Brian Edwards, immediately tried to contact the Pizza Hut at 2421 4th Street North to let management know what the employee had done.
We told them what happened. We said, hey, we saw there was a pizza delivery driver that pushed through a protest line downtown. He said, yeah, that was me, and I didn't hit anybody. And we said, well, we have video. And he said, well, go ahead and call the cops then. And he hung up.
But no one did. And until someone does, St. Petersburg police spokesperson Sandra Bentel says there's nothing police can do. A video with no complaint is simply not enough.
We can't launch this type of investigation just because a video exists. We actually need to talk to people and get an idea of what happened and take it from there.
But in recent months, activists have grown disillusioned with police. At best, they say complaints about threats from drivers and harassment during marches are ignored. At worst, they feel police have taken the side of counter-protesters supporting Blue Lives Matter as others plea for the protection of Black lives. Bentel said that's not the case.
It doesn't matter where you lie on what issue. What matters is that we keep the public as safe as possible.
And if there is a grievance, Bentel said that can be taken up with SPPD's Professional Standards Department, which exists to make sure police are upholding the law for everyone, not just the people they like. Meanwhile, management at the Pizza Hut location refuses to comment on the incident. District Manager Sue Guyberson said there was an investigation, but that the results wouldn't be made public. She deferred questions to NPC, a restaurant group that operates Wendy's and Pizza Hut franchises. Activists and customers who've attempted to call Guyberson have said she's become hostile and dismissive. Parent company NPC has not responded to multiple emails and phone calls, and Pizza Hut's social media accounts have only stated that the incident has been shared with their team. Now activists are calling for the immediate dismissal of Guyberson and the driver. Regardless of the outcome, members of the St. Pete peace protest, like Miracle Carroll, a Black queer activist, are not discouraged.
Then again, it's also kind of scary living with all the, you know, the hatred in the world and just kind of living with it. It's scary, but, you know, you got to power on.
For WMNF, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV.
Florida added another 213 coronavirus deaths today and more than 2,500 new positive cases. Here's the weather tonight. More scattered thunderstorms with overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, thunderstorms are likely in the afternoon. Highs tomorrow in the low 90s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.